No one loves like the saints, and no one loves the souls in purgatory like the saints. That's why we must go to them so that we can know how far we should go, the limits of the human heart and us loving the souls in purgatory. No one better to teach us than the seraphic virgin herself, Saint Catherine of Siena, Doctor of the Church. The following purgatory story showcases her amazing love in freeing her father from purgatory. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Catherine then ran to her father's bedside and hastily reassured herself of the state of his soul, finding him resigned to dying and not avid for his life. For this, she thanked the Savior with all her heart, but still not satisfied, she concentrated in spirit again and begged the Lord, the fountain of all graces, that as he had allowed Giacomo to pass through this life without sin, so he would allow him to ascend to heaven without having to go through purgatory. But she was told that in some way at least justice had to be maintained, it being impossible for a soul incompletely purged to enjoy the benefit of so much glory. The Lord said to her, "Although your father has lived an utterly blameless life as head of the family and has always shown the utmost respect for me, especially insofar as you are concerned, nevertheless, it would be against justice if his soul were not to pass through the fire. He has collected too much mud, and his soul has become stony with worldly concerns." Catherine said, "My most beloved Lord, how can I possibly bear to think that the soul of the one who brought me into the world and fed me and brought me up with such love and never in his life showed me anything but love should be made to burn in that terrible fire? By all your goodness, I beg and implore you not to let his soul issue from his body until you have purified it in some way or other without making it pass through the flames of purgatory." Marvelously, the Lord, in a way, accepted these human words and wishes. For Giacomo lost his bodily faculties, but his soul did not depart until the end of this pious and holy conversation, which went on for a long time, the Lord emphasizing the importance of justice and the Virgin asking for grace. Finally, after persisting for a long time, the Virgin said, "If grace is not to be had without some justice being preserved by some means or other, let justice be done on me, for I am prepared to suffer for my father's sake, whatever penalty may be decided upon by your goodness." The Lord took her at her word and said, "Very well then, for the love you bear me, I exceed your request and will release your father's soul from all punishment. But as long as you live, you will have to bear the tribulations I send you in his stead." Whereupon Catherine, full of joy, replied, "Lord, I accept your word. May it happen as you have ordained." Thereupon she went to her dying father's bedside to comfort him and filled him with joy by telling him that the Lord had guaranteed his salvation, and she did not leave his side until she had seen him breathe his last. And at that very moment, when Giacomo's soul issued from his body, the Virgin felt herself afflicted by a pain in the side, which she carried with her for the rest of her life. There was never a moment when she did not feel it, as she herself and her companions told me on innumerable occasions. And as I and others who were there with her could indeed see for ourselves, but Catherine's patience did not give in to pain, as we shall shortly see. On the contrary, it triumphed over it. What I have written here was told me in secret by the Holy Virgin herself, when I was sympathizing with her about the pains she had to bear and trying to discover the cause of these obstinate afflictions. I must also relate that Giacomo had hardly breathed his last when the Holy Virgin's mouth curved into a laugh of great contentment, and she said, "Blessed be the Lord. Would to God that I were like him." Amazing. Would you suffer some pain for the rest of your life, for any soul in purgatory, for your family members, for a beloved one? Our love for others is so weak, and it is especially challenged with the souls in purgatory, because this could be so abstract. We maybe haven't even met most of the ones that we're praying, and if not all of the ones that we are praying for. So we need to ask a saint like Saint Catherine of Siena to fill us with this Christ-like charity. because we cannot be saints. We cannot truly love if it doesn't involve some sort of suffering. What does it mean if it's just all pleasure? It means nothing. Anyone can do that. Even the pagans can do that. But we as followers of Christ must willingly and lovingly take up our cross and see it as a privilege, not as a burden, as she saw it. Saint Catherine of Siena, pray for us. I will see you in the next one.